in my land. Give me burden. Give me all in my land, I pray. Give me all in my land. Give me burning, oh, give me burning till the break of day. Oh, you sing, sing Hosanna, oh, sing Hosanna, oh, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings, oh, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna. My heart, give me singing. Oh, give me joy in my heart. I pray, oh, seek it tonight. Give me joy in my heart. Give me singing. Oh, give me singing till the day goes. Oh, you sing with me. Sing Hosanna. Sing Hosanna. Give me peace in my heart, give me rest and oh, give me peace in my heart, I pray. Give me peace in my heart, give me rest and oh, give me rest until the break of. Oh, you sing, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, oh, sing Hosanna to the for oh, you sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, oh, sing Hosanna to the King. Oh, make us bearers of man, keep us seeking. Oh, make us bearers of man, I pray. Make us treasures of man. Keep us sinking. Keep us sinking till the break of day. Oh, you sing. Sing Hosanna. Hosanna to the King. Oh, oh, sing.
Worship him from our hearts. Amen. Amen. Let's sing the song. When the Savior calls. Amen.
Miracle. I will ask. That is right when he goes. if my heart is right when he calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for mine, for I'll be somewhere, oh, I'll be, oh, listening, I'll be somewhere.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
rising only in thy spirit. Oh, would I seek thy faith, O Lord, yeah.
Is that your prayer tonight? Amen. The Lord is here. Amen. Amen. And you seek His presence this evening.
Amen.
Truly, tonight we are here to seek His grace.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I believe He will never pass anyone by.
Amen.
We believe that we will be touched by Him.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, do you love Him?
Amen.
Tonight... let's look back again and see the day so far, even for the day alone. Where have you been? In school, in college, praise the Lord, in your working places, in your homes, hallelujah.
Amen.
It has taken His grace, praise the Lord. Do you have something to tell Him? Say, Lord, I thank You. Because in all things, let's give thanks. Amen. I say, Lord, I thank You for the day so far. And even, Lord, the grace You have given to me this evening to be in Your presence. Let us all pray. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank You once again, Lord, for the day so far, Lord God. Oh, from the morning, O Lord Jesus, through the afternoon to this hour, O God. Father, we have been to school, we have been to colleges, we've been to our work, oh, even in our homes, Lord Jesus. Father, You have protected us, O God. Your grace, Your mercies, Your loving kindness has seen us through the day, O God. And Father, we want to say thank You, Lord, that even this evening, Lord Jesus, grace once again has made it, O Lord, a privilege for us, O Lord, to be in Your presence, Lord. Father, we thank You for all that You have done for us, Lord. We appreciate You, Lord. It has to take, Lord Jesus, Your mighty hand, O God. The Lord, You directed our footsteps, Lord. Father, we thank You, the Lord Jesus. Oh, You took us through, Lord. We don't know, Lord Jesus, how the enemy had told us. But Lord Jesus, oh, your mighty hand, Lord, had kept us, Lord, safe, oh God. So, Father, we say thank you. We bless you, Lord. We give all the glory to you, Lord. Tonight, Lord Jesus, even as we have come to your presence, Lord, one thing we know, the Lord Jesus, we will never leave here the same, oh God. Father, we want to surrender all to you, oh Lord Jesus, that tonight, Lord, as you come amongst us, oh Lord, you will not pass us by, oh God, but the Lord Jesus, oh, you stretch forth your hands and you touch us, oh God. Father, we need your touch, Lord Jesus, tonight. And so, Lord, as we sit at our feet, oh God, we pray that, Lord Jesus, your word, oh God, oh, which is profitable for us, oh, for correction, for reproof, for instructions, oh, unto good works, Lord. Father, we will receive them, oh Lord Jesus. Father, here we are. We're sitting at your feet now. Lord, take us through, oh God. All that you have purpose for us, Lord. We believe the Lord Jesus. Oh, there is something good in store for us tonight. So we humble ourselves now, Lord. And Father, we pray that, oh God, the grounds that we have prepared, Lord, oh, they will be, Lord Jesus, sufficient, Lord, to receive your word, oh God. That the seed, oh God, oh Lord, will grow and bear the fruits of your word, oh Lord Jesus. Father, this moment, oh God, we ask your mercy and your grace upon us, that the Holy Spirit, Lord, will sweep over us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you for coming. Amen. As we are standing, let's turn to Galatians 4. Tonight, it will be more of a teaching service. Praise the Lord. And I know teaching service don't doze off. Amen. You know, the Holy Spirit will be here to make everything very life unto us. Amen. So let's read something from Galatians 4, 1 to 7. And let's hear the word of God. Galatians 4, 1 to 7. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Amen. Oh, let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we've read your word, O God. One thing, Lord, we know that, Lord Jesus, you have lifted us, O God, to sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, Lord. And Father, we thank you for your word, Lord, as we have read. We know that, Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit is here, O God, oh, to bring the teachings, Lord, on this subject, Father. Lord, bless us with your word this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? We have a topic, adoption, placing of sons. Adoption, placing of sons. Praise God. But let's look at what we went through this last weekend. Amen. The weekend was a real tremendous one. Praise God. Our God shall fight for us. Amen. Our God shall fight for us. And the message took us through what? The seven redemptive compound names of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And as the Lord will fight for us, that means he is our general. But one thing that we heard also is that we must make sure we keep the trophies. Amen. Because that will be symbols of our successes and victory over the enemy. Our trophies. Praise the Lord. And one thing is that take notice of it. That they that do know their God, praise the Lord, shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Praise God. So we thank the Lord. God bless our precious brother who was here with us to really inspire us through this message. Amen. So as I've said tonight, Lord willing, we shall go through a teaching service tonight. Adoption, placing of sons. Amen. And I want to go through this subject. I want to take it through another thought, and then we arrive back on this topic. And where I want us to pass through before we come to this topic is the secret place. Amen. The secret place. The thing is, brethren, let's look at how the whole world is now today, especially the Christian world. You cannot understand why people or the world can never recognize or identify the way of the Lord, the truth, praise God, and the life. Because we know that these three things, attributes, is in Christ Jesus. When he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, praise God. But the world has not really recognized these three things, which is very essential in man's life, praise God, amen, to find a way to know the truth and the life, eternal life, praise God. But one thing is that God has a secret place, amen. God always has a secret place where he meets with his children and feeds them, praise God. And that's why, brethren, we must always be grateful to the Lord that he has what? Made us to get ourselves into this secret place. Praise God. And so the question now comes, why? Why the world cannot recognize this? Why the world can't recognize this? Praise the Lord. There is a scripture to it. Let's read something from Amos 8:11. There is an answer to it. Why people can't recognize this? Amos 8:11. It said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Amen. You see? So there will come a famine of what? Of hearing the word of God. So God has spoken, and it has to come to pass. So that is why many cannot what? Really get to find the way, the truth, and the life. And there is another scripture in 1 Samuel 3:1. 1 Samuel 3:1. You know that scripture already. And it said, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. See? The word of the Lord was what? Precious in those days. Amen. Many times when you come to what? Man's world. When anything is precious, that means what? The demand is very, very high. I'm talking about economics. Those who did economics. Praise the Lord. Scarcity and demand. When demand is very high, goods become what? That means scarce. The goods have become scarce. And the demand is what? Very high. And those goods become what? Precious. But in this case, while the word of God was precious, it wasn't because the demand was high. It was because the demand, there was no demand at all for the word of God. And so when there is no demand, how God is going to send you a prophet? Because the demand must be there. Like when the children of God, when they cried for deliverance, praise God. When they cried for deliverance, God had to what? Come down, amen, and answer their cry. Amen. Had to send a deliverer amongst them. And so always, it is what? When the demand is there, God has to what? God has to fulfill. Praise the Lord. So it is with us individuals. If you demand more of him, he has to what? He has to fulfill. Because it's a blessed a day that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. See, so let us always demand from him.
Amen.
And then he is what? He's compelled. Oh, he's obliged to do what? To fill us.
Amen.
Oh, let us not relent. My brother, my sister, let us not relent. And so, the condition of the world now, as we see it, as we just said, there was no open vision. And where there is no vision, the people do what? The people perish. Amen. Where there is no revelation, the people are blinded. And where there is no prophet, the people are lost. That's it. No vision, the people perish. No revelation, the people are blinded. No prophet, the people are lost. That's the situation we find ourselves. But we thank God. The secret place. God has led us onto the secret place. So the famine that is going on, we are being fed abundantly and exceedingly. Oh, praise God.
Yeah.
That is why, my brother, my sister, always give glory to him.
Amen.
That he has what? Kept you in this secret place.
Amen.
And so, reading from the prophet, Spiritual Food in Due Season, paragraph 34, he said, and now we are going to type that with what? With the spiritual drought of today. Now, that's from the scriptures I've just read, from Amos 8:11 and 1 Samuel 3:1. He said, now we're going to type that with the spiritual drought of today. Now, we all know, we are very aware that there is a great spiritual drought in the land today.
Amen.
Amen. That's what the prophet is saying. There is what? A great spiritual drought in the land today, spiritually speaking. And you know, that was predicted by the prophets. See? Just before the second coming of Christ, that would be, there will come a famine in the land. And it won't be for bread alone, but for the hearing of the word of God. And the prophet said, and that day is now. That day is now.
Amen.
Hearing the true word of God. So now this types the natural drought with the spiritual. Now let's look at, I was talking about the secret place. He said, now, but Elijah during this time had a secret place that God had ordained for him to go to. That's the thing we want to see now just before we have prayer line. Elijah had what? A secret place provided by God himself. Amen. Amen. And here we are also, the place where we are. It is God that has what? Provided it for us. Amen. The prophet went on to say, he said, the church never provided it for him. The king never provided it for him. He didn't provide himself. But what? God provided a secret place for Elijah to be fed all the time during the drought. Amen. Amen. Oh, we heard during the weekend that he's what? Jehovah Jireh. Amen. Amen. Who provides our needs. You see, said it's the what? It's God that provided a secret place for Elijah to be fed. Amen. And he said he didn't need to wonder what's going to happen tomorrow or wonder what the supply runs out. You see, that's not Elijah's business. God is what? God is obliged to make sure that Elijah is always fed. Amen. God is obliged that we are always what? Fed. My brother, it is just for us. All that we need to do is what? Is to eat. Amen. 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 So, the prophet said, God said, I have commanded the ravens and they will feed you. He said, what a wonderful thing. A type of our what? Secret place in Christ. It's a type of what? Elijah's being fed is a type of we, our own secret place in what? In Christ. See? Oh, hallelujah. My brother, look at where we are. Just look at this humble place, at this corner here. Amen. But God has chosen this place to put his name where he will meet with what? The worshipers. God is not found in what? In high places. Because the prophet said, the high places dwelleth what? Wickedness. Spiritual wickedness. Amen. Praise the Lord. There are no high towers here. There are places with very high, high towers. High what? Everything is high. But he said, spiritual wickedness dwelleth in what? In high places. But we are, look at the low place where we are. But that's where God has chosen. Or as what? A place for him to feed his children. Amen. Now, there's another secret place I want us to look at. That is the holiest of holies. Amen. He said, we can walk in the presence of God and be hid from the things of this world. You don't hear them no more. My brother, take notice of this. We are doing what? Teaching service. We are teaching service is to what? Is to examine yourself and then make yourself what? Right with what? With the word of God. Praise the Lord. He said, we can walk in the presence of God and be hid from the things of this world. And you don't hear them no more. Praise God. Amen. You see, when you are in the presence of God, you don't hear anything around you anymore. Amen. My brother, let's take notice of this. Amen. When we begin to what? Complain, this, that, we are what? We are hearing and seeing things around us. But once you are in the presence of God, oh, my brother, he said the world is on the outside, gasping and looking. But you are on the inside, in the presence of the eternal, everlasting God, eating from what? The manna the special manna. You see? And this manna, he said, it will span all the years, hundreds of years, it will never contaminate. Amen. Take it spiritually. This message, this word of God, if God will tarry, Jesus Christ will tarry, for how many years? It will be the same word. Praise God. Nothing will change from here. And it will fit every year, every generation that is to follow. This shows that this is what? The true word of God. Nothing will change from here. He said, what? Well, that manna will never contaminate, no matter how many years it takes. Oh, praise God. My brother and my sister, this is what we are. We are eating. And so this is what? Eternal. And so when you take it, then you are sure of what? Eternal life also. Amen. He said, if a man that once walked into God, and the veil draws behind him, shutting off the things of the world, he is in the presence of God, eating the manna. You see? He said, no wonder, 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock, anytime, he is what? Living in the presence of the king. And no wonder, every day, he said, no wonder, every day is fine for him. Amen. Amen. Every day is what? Fine for him. Amen. Not today you feel spirit, you don't feel in the spirit, and the next day you are rejoicing, the next day you are what? You are moody, or you are, see, that doesn't show that you are in the presence of God. Yeah. When you are in the presence of God, he said, every day is fine. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Every day you are rejoicing. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Because you are not seeing the things that are around you. You are not hearing the things that are around you. Amen. All your focus is what? Is on him. Amen. And so every day you are what? You are rejoicing. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He said, look where he is at. The secret place. He does go behind the veil. The door, what, is closed behind him. He doesn't see anything of the world. The doors are made of what? Soundproof. By sheepskin and goatskin. And this is made to what? A soundproof by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. So even with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, my brother, this ear is only tuned to what? To the word of God. Amen. 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 That hides a man in Christ. You see, he said, what a beautiful picture of the believer in the presence of God. He said, all things are his then. All things. Now take notice of this, because we are coming to that. All things are his then. And all things are given to Christ, you see. All that God was, he poured into Christ. And all that Christ was, he poured into the church. Amen. Amen. He said, that day, then he quoted a scripture. He said, that day you will know that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and I in you. Oh, the prophet said, oh, the privilege that the believer has. If they only could accept it. If only we can accept it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, that would be great in the presence of God. You see. Now the prophet was trying to give us something here. Now take notice of this closely. Hidden Life, Chicago, 1955, paragraph 27. He said, now notice. The high priest once a year walked in behind the veil to make atonement. And notice, now listen, the dressing of this high priest. He said, notice the dressing of this high priest. He said, before he could enter into the veil, he had to be stripped and dressed right. Praise God. Amen. Before you enter into the presence of God, you go to strip. Amen. That means you have to take away all that is yours. Amen. He said he had to be stripped to go in. That's what the church is today. What we need is stripping off all these little coats and things and dress in what? In righteousness of Jesus Christ. And then be ready to enter in. Amen. Oh, brother, my sister, let's strip. Let's strip. Amen. And then he said, he walked. He's talking about his walking also. And he walked. The walk must be a different. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, sir. He's talking about natural walking, but he's here. Ours is what? The spiritual way of walking. And he said the walk is different. He said along the hem of his garment, he had a pomegranate and then a bell. Mm-hmm. And as he walked, his walk was so perfect. His walk was so perfect until the bells play holy, 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 holy. Oh, praise God. As he walks, oh, hallelujah. The bell will be sounding holy, 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 holy. Oh, yes, sir. Take it into what? Into the spiritual. And so he's saying that what we need today is not whether we are assemblies or we are church of God or we are oneness. It is not you and it is not me. Praise God. What our work ought to be playing to the public. Amen. Our work must be playing to the public. Holy, 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 holy. Oh, praise God. Amen. Unto our God. Amen. My brother and my sister, when you walk, people see your steps. Holy, 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 holy. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. So our walk must be what? To the public. When you walk, people see that, it is what? It's ringing. Holy, holy, holy. Amen. Amen. And then he said he must be anointed also. Another thing, he must be anointed before he goes in. The anointing oil was made with what? Rose of Sharon. And the crushing of the rose brought forth what? The perfume. And they put it in on the oil that it ran on Aaron's beard, plumb on the hem of his skirt, covered all over with the anointing oil. Praise the Lord. See? We must really, our presence must be a perfume. Wherever you go, your presence must be what? A sweet perfume. Amen. To the people that are around you. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. He said, you walking right, living right, moving right, and dressing right. See? There he went, taking before him the blood. And when he went behind the curtains into the third room, there was a veil. And that veil, that dropped behind him, that the outside world could not what, see him no more. And every man, or boy, or woman, or girl, that ever is anointed of God and walk behind the temple, the veil of God, the Holy Ghost, put him in a secret place. The veil draws behind him. The world, you see, and all his things are cut off behind him. See, when you are in the secret place, the world is cut away. Praise God. Brethren, if we are in the secret place, if you are in the secret place, the world is completely what? Cut away from you. The world is cut away from you. That shows that you are what? You are in the presence of God. And now we are coming to our topic. He said, that's the reason, brethren, that we are holding up the adoption of God. We are holding up what? Brethren, we must be very careful. That we are holding up what? The adoption of God. Why? Because our difference of life and fusing and quarreling amongst one another. See, these things are what? Holding up the adoption of God. Now we are going to see what this adoption of God is. Then you will know that if we are holding up this, then we are missing something very, very great. Praise the Lord. The prophet is saying, our differences and our fusing and our quarreling amongst one another is what? Holding up the adoption of God. It's the purpose of God to adopt us. Praise God. But these things, what? Holds our what? The adoption. And we are going to look at what this adoption is. That's why the topic is adoption, the placing of what? Placing of children, or placing of the sons. Amen. He said, that is the reason what? The veil cannot drop behind us. Because of this fusing and quarreling and differences, the veil cannot drop behind us. The veil has to drop before you are now at what? A soundproof place in the presence of God. But if the veil has not dropped behind you, you are still in the outer court. Amen. You have not come to his presence yet. But he said, because of these, our attitudes is holding up what? The adoption of God. Amen. He said, I believe that at thy word, New York, 1951. He said, I believe that we are all baptized with the Holy Spirit. Now listen closely. I believe we are all what? Baptized with what? With the Holy Spirit. And brought into the body. And then we become what? Sons. But then after sons, there is a placing of sons or the adoption of sons. Take notice of this and know where you are standing. Amen. He said, I believe we have all what? Gotten what? The Holy Spirit. We are all baptized with the Holy Spirit. And that brings you into the body. And then you become what? Sons. We are all sons of God. Amen. But he said, but after the sons, there is a placing of sons. Or what? The adoption of sons. So probably you can be a son, but you have not yet been what? Adopted. You've not yet entered into what? Adoption. The placing of sons. But that is where each and everyone got to be. Amen. We are all sons. Yes. That's fine. But you need to go further. To get into the adoption. Placing of sons. Amen. Now, let's look at the whole story now. He said, a son, when a son was born in Israel, and then after 8 days, he was what, circumcised and became an Israelite. Then the father didn't know what he would be when he was born. The father don't know when this child grows up what he will be. Whether he might be a gangster or he might be slothful in his father's business. He couldn't turn his kingdom and the things and the works over to the boy. So he does what? But when the boy proved to be right boy, then the tutor, which is in our case, the Holy Spirit, take the word to the father and give the report to what? That he's found faithful and so on. So now listen to it. A child is born in Israel. Amen. After 8 days, he's circumcised and become an Israelite. Then the father doesn't know how. But Joe doesn't know how Joshua, how Joseph, how they are going to be. So what he does is, he places his son under a tutor, as we read, or governor. Amen. Now, that is a type, the prophet said, is the Holy Ghost. So now, we are all under what? The Holy Spirit. But now, the Holy Spirit now has to what? Give a report about you, that you fit to be what? To be an adopted child. And so now, the father doesn't know, so he put him there for the tutor, what? To bring him up. And then it is the tutor that is to what? Give commendation that this your child is a faithful child. Amen. Amen. And then the father then would organize a ceremony where the child will wear a purple what? Dress. And then that's where he performed what? The placing. Now let's read. Then he was taken out in the public square. And a purple robe was put on him. And there was what? The law of adoption. And then the boy was adopted by the father, the same father that gave birth to him. And he was brought into the family. And then he wasn't only a son, but he was what? A heir. A co-heir. With what? With the father of every possession that he had. Amen. Amen. Oh, he was a son. Whilst he was under what? Under the governor. Under the tutor. He was a son. Praise the Lord. But he couldn't be a co-heir with the father. Praise the Lord. Until commendation had been made by the tutor, by the governor, then he performs that law of adoption. Then the child, that boy, now becomes what? A co-heir with what? With the father. That every possession that the father has, that boy has the same authority over it.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Are you getting somewhere?
Amen.
He said, the law of adoption, that is where you miss your calling, friend. When the adoption time comes, if the tutor that raised the child found the child not worthy, they absolutely still remain a son, but miss their adoption. Praise God. If the tutor, the governor, has not commended you, you still remain a son, but you miss what? The adoption. So the prophet is telling us, this where you miss your calling. Praise the Lord. You got to be sure that you don't remain only to be a son, but that you have been placed.
Amen.
You have been what? Enter into that adoption of what? Of your father. Amen.
Amen.
So that now everything that your father has, is what? Is yours. And so the prophet said, if they were adopted into the family, then that child has full fellowship with any check that they wrote was just as good as their father. Amen. So now the child, the boy, now because he's a co-heir with the father, he can take the checkbook and can what? Write anything. And then, as the prophet said, oh, the bank of heaven had to approve it.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We are coming to what? We want to take something home to pray about tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. My brother, when you have come to the adoption, now this is a place where all that your father has also belongs to you. So whatever, you can take the checkbook and write whatever you want. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
When you put in, it will never what? It will never bounce. Oh, yes, sir. Are you taking it spiritually?
Amen.
My brother, when now you have attained adoption, you can ask anything in my name.
Amen.
And God has to do it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's adoption. He said, let's go back to the scripture. The prophet said, let's go back to the scripture. He said, he had a ceremony of adoption placing that son. And then, after he had seen that the son was going to do it, he's going to keep the promise. Nobody is going to keep him from it. See, when now your father have seen that you are a faithful child, he said he has to keep his promise. Amen. No one is going to stop him. He has to keep his promise. And then he said the boy is just like his daddy. He's going to stay right. And he pulls no punches, you see. And he says, I can put my trust in that boy. The father said, I can now put my trust in that boy. And then he performs what? The adoption. So what does he do? He said he performed that adoption, that the child is placed, the child is a placed son, then in the father's kingdom, and has full equal rights to it. Otherwise, if he writes a check, his name is just as good on the check as his daddy's was. Then he is adopted or placed. Amen.
Amen.
He said, God did the same thing on Jesus Christ on Mount Transfiguration. Said he did the same thing on him. Amen.
Amen.
When he told the three witnesses, praise God. He told the three witnesses, you know the three witnesses? The three disciples that went with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He told them that, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. Amen. He said, I have placed him positionally. That's my son. What he says, I will back it up. Praise the Lord. Whatever we say, if you are that, you've gone through the adoption, whatever you say, God will back it up.
Amen.
My brother. So even tonight, whatever you say, as what? As an adopted son, he got to back it up.
Amen.
He's responsible for it because he has already what? Given you that authority that now you are a co-heir with him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He said, when people look at him, he sees me. When people look at you, they see Christ.
Amen.
That shows that you have what? Reached that adoption.
Amen.
When people see you, they see what? They see Christ. He said, whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, I will do it. Tonight, whatsoever we shall ask in his name, he will do it. He said, every promise in the book belongs to you.
Amen.
As an adopted child, every promise. What promise are you going to take tonight? Every promise that you take, my brother, every promise that is in the book, it belongs to you.
Amen.
And he said again, he gives you a check with his name written at the bottom of it. Don't be afraid to feel it. My brother, tonight, don't be afraid to fill the check.
Amen.
As what? As an adopted son. Tonight, filling the check. Amen. And he said, because, don't be afraid, because the bank of heaven will recognize it.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. The bank of heaven will recognize it. Tonight, he said, don't be afraid. As an adopted son, don't be afraid. Sign in what you want tonight. The bank of heaven will approve it. As an adopted son.
Amen.
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 Oh, yes. God bless you. If you recognize it tonight, that you are an adopted son, the prophet said, don't be afraid to fill in. Amen.
Amen.
The bank of heaven will what? Will recognize it because you are a co-heir with him.
Amen.
Your father has given you that privilege tonight, my brother, my sister. Amen. Because you are recognized. Because you've got an identification. It's only for believers. Amen. Now listen closely here. So it is only for what? Believers.
Amen.
If you don't believe, then how are you going to get it? You've got to believe. He said, if you got that identification, why? God will recognize your check. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. No matter what you ask for, any redemptive blessing belongs to you.
Amen.
We've come back to that redemptive word, the seven redemptive compound names, qualities. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It belongs to you unless you believe. Amen. And that is what? That is the work of God. Is that? He always, because he always is about my work. The father is saying that my son is always about my work.
Amen.
And what is the work of God? Huh? Last Sunday school, those who were in Sunday school here, we saw what is the work of God.
Amen.
Amen. He said, he always is about my work.
Amen.
And so what is the work of God?
Amen.
Turn to what? John 6. John 6, 28, 29. Let's look at what? The work of God. Because it has to take this for you to be able to write a check. Amen. Then they said unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? 29. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you will believe on him, him whom he has sent. Oh, yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
The work of God is what? Is to believe in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That's all about it. The work of God is to believe in Jesus Christ. Because that's all about it. If you believe in him, my brother, there is nothing that you lose anymore. Oh, hallelujah. And so, that's what he's saying here. This is what? This is for only believers. Writing of this check tonight. Praise God. It's only for believers. Of only those who do the work of God. And the work of God is what? To believe on him. Amen. And so if you believe tonight, my brother, he said, no matter what you ask for, any redemptive blessing belongs to you. See? Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, the bank of heaven Anything you want is there. Anything that you want is there. Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, my dear sister. My dear sister. Praise the Lord. Your friend. Tell her tonight if she wants something. Amen. She should just believe the bank of heaven will supply her. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Just believe it, my sister.
Amen.
And write a check tonight. Oh, Brother Goran, write something tonight. Say, Lord, I want this. Praise God.
Amen.
The bank of heaven will recognize it. Oh, my. Oh, praise God. Last weekend, Brother Crosby said, when there is no shout in the camp, there is no life there.
Amen.
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 There must be a shout in the camp.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, this is what? From God. He said, "If my to do my work is to what? To believe me." Amen. And if you believe, the prophet is saying, this check you want to write tonight is for only believers. If you doubt, of course, the bank will refuse it. The bank of heaven will refuse it. But if you believe it, then, my brother, tonight, write it. Ask for it.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And the redemptive blessings. If it is Jehovah Jireh you want, if it is the Jehovah Rapha, whatever you want,
Amen.
It will be what? It will be established.
Amen.
Because that is the word of God.
Amen.
And it will never fail, my brother, my sister. He said, what a beautiful picture of a believer in the presence of God. All things are yours. Amen.
Amen.
Because you are co-heir with him.
Amen.
Everything that he has belongs to you also. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
So tonight, my brother, my sister, what are you waiting for? The Lord have given you what? This great opportunity tonight. Amen.
Amen.
That now you got to believe. And whatever you ask tonight, because you have what? Been adopted. Praise the Lord. If tonight you are still a son, then of course, my brother, my sister, move out from that place.
Amen.
Say, Lord, now I've recognized that where I am still not complete. And I'm moving from the place of a son to what?
Amen.
To the place of adoption tonight.
Amen.
Because unless you are in there, and when you are in there, you do his work.
Amen.
And his work is to believe on him.
Amen.
Then when you ask, it shall be what? It shall be given. Because he says it. All things are possible to them that believe. My brother, tonight, what are you going to ask? Everything is what open to you. Amen.
Amen.
Right in his presence. He giving us this opportunity tonight. Oh, Sister Precious, what are you going to write? Praise the Lord. He's here tonight. Amen.
Amen.
He's here tonight.
Amen.
He said, just write. Because you are a co-heir with me. I've adopted you. You are not just merely a son. You are what? You have placed you, positionally placed you, to be what? A co-heir with me. Amen.
Amen.
As he said, we are sitting on high, what? Heavenly places with what? With Christ Jesus. That makes us what? Co-heir with him. Praise the Lord. The musicians start coming so that we sing something. And tonight, we put our all out. It's just a very short exhortation I wanted to give you on a word, on this teaching of what? Adoption, placing of what? Placing of what? Sons. Praise God. How many believe? Because it has to take believing. Amen. Then whatever you ask, he's surely going to give to you. Amen. Musicians, put some life in here. We want to hear a shout from the camp. Oh, my. I don't know. Is it because the weather is so cold out there? Oh, you came in, you are all feeling so cold. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, sir. But the Holy Ghost fire, hey, no matter how the weather is,
amen.
When the Holy Ghost fire is in you, you don't feel all what is outside.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. When you are in the secret place,
amen.
All what is happening around is what? It doesn't affect you.
Amen.
Because you are in the secret place and the curtain had fallen behind you. And so you don't hear anything, you don't see anything, you don't feel anything. Oh, praise God. All the five senses are dead because you are in his presence. Oh, tonight, adopted children of God, adopted sons, oh, putting on your check tonight. Amen. The bank of heaven is ready, is there to give abundantly, freely, to as many that are ready to what? To receive. Praise God.
Every chapter, every verse, every line, I am trusting. Every chapter, every verse, every
my sister, are we just singing it? Or we believe what we have just sung? That every promise in the book is ours. Every chapter, every verse is yours. It's mine tonight, my brother. Tonight the Lord says, I have adopted you. I have done the ceremony. And now you are not just a son, but I have positionally placed you to be a co-heir to me. That all that I have is also belongs to you. Sorry. Because all that was in God, he poured into Christ. And all that was in Christ, he poured into the church. He poured into you. All that was in God. Oh, my brother, my sister, tonight, he said, if you only believe, it's for only believers. If you believe, whatever you are looking for, praise God, the bank of heaven will approve it as you are an adopted son. Oh, yes, tonight. Now, lay before him now what is on your heart, what you want the bank of heaven to release for you. What you want the bank of heaven to release for you tonight? Oh, it is for you tonight. It's for you tonight. My brother, my sister, lay your claim. He said, lay your claim. Lay your claim. Oh, just believe it. Lay your claim tonight. And say, Lord, I know that I'm not just a son. I'm not just a daughter of yours. But I know that, Lord, you have already adopted me. I'm adopted son. I'm adopted daughter. I'm adopted, Lord. I believe it. And I know that all that you have also belongs to me. And so tonight, I lay my claim. I write my church. I want it. Lord Jesus, I believe it. I believe. It's for believers. It's for believers. It's for believers. For believers. It is for believers. It is only for believers. Those that do the work of God. Amen. Those who have been adopted. Those who are true sons, adopted sons of God. My brother, my sister, tonight. Your prayer here. Carry this prayer to your altar at home. And begin to claim, believe that I am today, now, I know today that I'm not just only a son. I'm not just a mere son. But what? I am an adopted son of God. A co-heir unto him. That all things that he has also belongs to me. Because I, one thing I know, all that was in God, he poured into Christ. And all that was in Christ, he poured into the church. And so now tonight, Lord Jesus, I believe, oh, I know that whatever I say, you will back it up. You will back it up. And my church tonight will never, ever jump. Oh, Lord Jesus, I pray that, oh God, he will stand, Lord Jesus, oh, by your word, oh Lord, all the time, Lord, there is something that, oh God, you use him, oh Lord, oh, for your church, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray, oh Lord, that tonight, Lord, we are living here knowing that every promise in your book, Lord, every chapter, every verse and every line, oh Lord, they are for us, oh God. And Father, we have asked and we believe the Lord. We believe, Lord, we believe with the whole of our hearts that it will never fail. In the name of Jesus Christ, knowing that, oh God, we will come back and give our testimony to thy glory, Lord. We thank you once again. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord, we are not merely sons, but we are adopted sons. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's sing one song. And we ask our precious brother George to close us in prayer. Amen. How many believe? Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. It got to be released.
The part that you saw even before creation.
Amen.
Father, tonight, Lord, Father, if the prophet was here, Father, and he would see the vision, Lord, we were all meant to be here as part of the vision.
Amen.
Lord, we believe, Lord, as well, Father, there are those that couldn't make it, Father, due to the things of this life, due to maybe illnesses, whatever it is, Lord. But Jesus, Father, we know that our brother Paul, how he taught that no one is excused from the assembling of one another together.
Amen.
Lord, not even the government can, Lord Father, excuse one, Lord. But Jesus, we pray for our brethren, amen, that Lord, when we'd meet again, when we'd assemble again, oh, when the eagles would gather again on Friday,
oh, yes, Lord.
Jesus, give them grace.
That, Lord, amen.
Lord, Father, that day when those great books are open, Lord, Father, their names will be seen.
Amen.
As, Lord, Father, they are attended upon the next service.
Amen.
For, Lord, it's these services, Lord, that we grow from strength to strength.
Amen.
Where you said, here a little, there a little. Father, oh Jesus, Father, oh God, from glory unto glory we grow.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, and these, Lord, Father, oh God, sermons, these services, Lord, would give the bride rapturing faith.
Amen.
Father, we're living in a time, Jesus, where it's still the calm, Lord, but we believe that calm is finishing just before the storm. Father, we're living in a time where, Lord, Father, we'd be able, Lord, Father, we are going to have to, Lord, Father, Lord, God, be tried concerning what we believe, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we're going to be, Lord, like, Lord, Father, that woman, the widow woman, Lord, when Elijah came. Oh, Father, Lord Jesus, she had to have faith. She had to know, Father, Thee, Lord, in Thine fullness, to supply her next meal.
Yes,
we ask in your grace, O God. Whilst, Lord, we still have a calm, let us take full advantage, Lord.
Amen.
One day, Father, these services won't be so, Father, often they won't be so free. Oh, maybe, Lord, Father, we'd be fellowshipping underground by Skype. Maybe fellowshipping, Lord, Savior, underground by WhatsApp.
Mm.
Lord, Father, using other means. For, Lord, Father, as the prophet said, Lord, the church one day would be closed.
Mm.
But whilst we have opportunity, Lord, yet let us take full advantage of
Lord. Amen.
Jesus, give us grace. Give us mercy, Lord.
Jesus.
Father, that we don't get caught up
unawares, yes,
like our foolish, Lord, Father, sisters and brothers, Lord, that were caught up. Father, Lord Jesus, we want to be the wise virgin, Lord.
Amen.
All virgins, they all received the message of the
Amen.
Hour. But there were those, Lord Savior, that played around. They dilly-dallied, Lord.
Yes.
They never, Lord Savior, took it serious, Lord. When it was time to go seek, Lord Savior,
yes.
Oil,
yes.
Father, they never went, Lord Savior, God. And we are praying for those, oh God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord Savior, God, that whilst your word would come, Lord, in the way that it came this past weekend,
Amen.
In the way that it came tonight, in
yes,
the way
Lord
that it
Jesus.
Would come next weekend,
Amen.
Father, let us, Lord, as our brother has ministered, apply the token, Lord.
Oh,
let us, Lord Savior, get that adoption sorted
yes.
now.
Yes,
Father,
Lord
before
Jesus.
It's too late, Lord Savior, God.
Amen.
We ask your grace, we ask your blessing.
Yes, Lord.
We know we all have needs. We have, Lord, the petty needs of life, like work, Lord Father, and all various things. But the greatest need of all, Father, is to have that token life.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord
is to
Jesus.
Have, Lord Savior, that ticket. Father, when, Lord Savior, it's time to cross over, we would be, Father, sealed and ready,
yes,
Lord
to Jesus.
Go over, Lord. Bless our brother who's ministered this night. Bless your children, O Lord Savior.
Amen.
This night. And as we part with us, keep us along the roads.
Amen.
Bless, Lord Savior, even our visitor this night.
Yes,
God,
Lord
bless,
Jesus.
Lord, though, Lord Savior, Father, she may not have understood, but Lord, she understand the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Give us grace now as we part with us, O God. Give us, Lord, that, Lord, if we come again, Lord, let us come with an expecting heart.
Yes.
Come, Lord, Savior, with a pure
yes,
heart.
Lord
sake
Jesus.
Of your kingdom, Lord.
Grand
that, Lord, Father, when you, Lord, Savior, from this service would answer whatever prayers.
Yes,
as
Lord,
our
Amen.
Testify.
Amen. Grant them, Lord.
We'd always be careful to give thee the
grant them, Lord Jesus.
Now, Lord, Savior, God, okay. As we go with
grant every request, Lord.
For whatever needs that we have, that you, Lord Savior, promise that you would answer, Lord Savior.
Grant it, Lord.
Looking unto thee, Lord Savior God.
Grant it,
Lord. Tending for our brother's need.
Grant
greater than
them,
my
Lord.
Need, Lord Savior God. Tending for my sister's need greater than my need.
Grant them,
and
Lord.
Ask your grace. Part with us, O God. And we ask, Lord Savior, that you, Lord Savior, would be with us in all our affairs. That we,
yes,
Lord,
Lord
as
Jesus.
Our brother said as well, we continue these prayers at home until
Amen.
We come back again.
Amen.
We ask now for your grace in Jesus' holy and wondrous name.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.